It was a heck of a football game. I was awfully proud of the effort that our guys gave. I thought they played with some heart and some intensity. And we just ran out of time. We had our chances. Didn't finish enough drives in the first half and had to kick field goals. And, you know, they're a good football team. They got really physical, fast guys on defense, and they play hard too. So never happy when you lose, but I told our guys that I was proud of their effort. And so we'll take that and try to move forward. I thought our defense played their tail off, especially in the second half.
Questions, please wait for the handheld mics and let us know who you are and who you're with. First question, front row.
Kelly Quinlan, Jackets Online. Coach, can you just talk about what the difference was in the second half of your defense? It seemed kind of like a night and day type thing.
Well, I think that we didn't do a whole lot of adjusting or change. We just kind of turned the dial up a little bit and guys played. And, we made some plays. Created some turnovers and gave them some negative plays. And when you do that, it makes it tough.
Coach, Florida State did a good job taking away the perimeter. They really closed fast on those plays.
Mm-hmm. They did. They had, we were having a hard time getting the linebacker picked up. He was playing really deep, and he was scraping out in the alley a lot. And we didn't always do a great job blocking the other guys on the perimeter either. We missed them several times. It's like I said, we could drive the ball down, but we couldn't. We didn't hit any big explosive plays. And when defenses can do that to you where you don't, you have to do it 5, 6, 7 yards at a pop, it's hard to be consistent enough to get it down there and keep that going, especially if you have to drive long ways.
Jonathan Lifeye, GoJackets.com. Can you talk a little bit about the plan with Sims in the middle? It seemed like you guys had a huge amount of success getting him free on the dive plays.
Well, that's because they were running the linebacker to the perimeter. He was playing deep and, scraping out of there, so they were playing the inside box with four guys. And David ran the ball really hard. I thought he ran real hard. And we had a little bit of a numbers advantage in there, but, we just never could break it. We'd make 6 or 7 yards, but we could never come out of there and break it for a bigger plays.
Front row again.
Coach, I guess one of the kind of strange plays was the 2-point conversion. I was just curious what your thought process was there.
Well, the we needed to go for two to get the thing to 4 in case there was a field goal or whatever, because one did us no good. And it probably wasn't the best play call. It's something that we put in for this game. The way they lined up, I thought we had a chance, but, just didn't work.
Coach, when you look at the team, hanging in this game, what does that say about this squad?
Well, it's like I said, I told the guys I thought they competed and they played with some effort and they had been challenged. Not just by me, everybody challenged them. Everybody's told them they're not very good and they don't belong. And I think that they wanted to show that they did belong. And like I said, they came out and they played their tail off, played with some effort and some heart.
Coach, and Tevin Wolf, I apologize if it's been addressed, but in a way it was kind of a synopsis of the way the whole season's gone. You get the defense plays better, offense plays in spurts, and then you're just not able to finish it out.
We played a couple of pretty good football teams. It's not like we're lining up playing the junior colleges. I don't know what the Alabama-Georgia score was today, but I bet it was pretty close. And this team has lost 2 football games. They're pretty good, too. One of the games they lost, they turned it over 6 times. So, it was a struggle. They're pretty good defensively. They haven't given up a whole lot of points or a whole lot of yards to anybody. So everything you got was a struggle. I thought our defense did play much better. The second half is the way that you'd like for them to play all the time. That's the standard. But they played much better tonight. Yeah. We didn't finish drives. You know, anytime you have to kick three field goals when you get in the red zone, that's not good. And we got ourselves into third down situations, or fourth down, actually, that it was just, you know, 10, 12, 9. So you got to kick it. There's, you know, the odds of making it's not real good.
I guess it had to be encouraging in some ways to see the way the team responded, particularly coming off that Georgia game and playing another tough top 15 team this week.
You know, the team responded the way I thought they would respond. You know, this team really hasn't ever quit. I mean, some people might want to say that, but they haven't ever really quit. Now, have we been as consistent and played with the kind of emotion and energy every game? I'd be the first to say no, and I think they would too. But this team's been fairly resilient, and it did not surprise me at all that they came out and played hard. I knew they would.
Questions for Tevin?